We know you love the text, right?
I don't know how to do it.
Okay, well, Mama, hey, we haven't asked the expert. You know we do a little show, right?
A what?
A little show?
Oh, that's that mechanical thing you do.
Yes, the mechanical thing.
I don't really know about it. You do that usually when I'm taking a nap.
Usually around 3 o'clock on a Sunday, right?
Yes, in fact, I'm feeling sleeping right now. I'll try to stay awake. What do you want to ask?
So, you know, one of our listeners was interested. They want to know, and this is an anonymous person. I believe she lives out.
Tell us, anonymous, I said hello.
I'll do that. they want to know, how does a sling work?
Well, you put your arm in it and put it around your neck.
You put it around your dick?
And it elevates it.
You put it around your dick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Get you one of them Q-tips, ginger man. You got shit here.
So, you really don't know.
Oh, my God.
So.
I didn't hear what you said. You're tackling like a schoolgirl. What are you talking about?
That was James LeRoy.
Well, tell that colored boy I said hello. Well, check your wallet when you're done also.
Hello, Mama.
Hey, colored boy.
So, okay, well, I thought he was going to talk more. But, so you don't have anything else to say about slings or slingshots or maybe slings being in rooms?
Oh, are you talking about that nasty sling thing?
Yeah, you know that thing that I walked in on, you know, down in the basement one night?
Oh, well, you know, that's where you were conceived.
Oh, my God.
TMI,
well,
Mama.
Half of you was conceived. The other half ran down my leg.
And that's because you weren't the one in the sling, right?
Well, you were going to be twins, but you ended up being a ginger man instead.
Well, Mama, I think you have embarrassed the hell out of me, so I think that we need to go.
You just call your Mama anytime. I'm happy to assist you.
Well,
now, tell me about this Mexican man that you're living with.
His name is the provider.
Your roommate.
Yes. You know what? He needs to be providing your Mama with something too every now and then.
Oh.
And what would that be?
Well, I don't know. Have him make me a taco or something.
What about if he eats your taco?
What?
What about if he eats your taco?
You know, ever since you moved to that big city, you've just become vulgar. You're nothing but vulgar. One of these days, you'll miss me.
When is that?
Damn if I know. Damn if I miss you. Okay, well, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye, Mama.
Bye, Mama.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The other half ran down my leg.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1223 of the BFO. For Thursday, the 4th of October, 2012, y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're not going to have to do very much since that was the longest fucking intro ever for a BFO. You can say that again, Big Freddy. Hello, good buddies. Big Freddy, I think I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, do you know why you're good buddies today? Because today is 10-4, good buddy. It is the fourth day of the 10th month, so that's a big 10-4, good buddy. Good, Big Freddy, that is lovely. The smoky's coming after you, Big Freddy. Watch out. So, hi, everyone. Y'all, it was a busy hump day. Busy hump day in the coal mine, y'all. It's going to be busy for the next couple of months. Well, for the next month anyway. But y'all, all kinds of stuff going on. By the way, y'all, I might just add that, where the weather is getting ready to change. And, y'all, that is my normal Wednesday fried chicken lunch with the green beans. Yes, McFaddy. But, y'all, the weather is getting ready to change here in Charleston. The humidity's been very high, and the temperatures have been above normal. Yes, McFaddy. But, y'all, that's all about to change. Y'all, it's supposed to only get into the 70s next week, and y'all, we're going to finally be in the lows in the 50s, and that's just lovely. So, but y'all, during the day today, during my lunchtime, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Y'all, I went by the Von's East during lunchtime. Y'all, they had the Caesar Solid kits on sale. I got me a couple of bananas. Y'all, I spent, they had the coupon, for to spend $50 in groceries, and then they'll buy a $50 gas card, and they'll give you a $10 rebate. So you get $50 worth of gas for $40. So y'all, I bought a lot of meat. Today when I was at the Von's East. But anyway, y'all, I just, you know, 'cause that's, you know, that's something you can put in your freezer, and it runs the bill up quickly, and y'all, it's okay. So I bought me a beef roast. I got me some of the smoked sausage that's so good. What does that say there? Oh, y'all, they had those chicken bazooms, without the breading on them. They were on sale. What else did I get? I got me some turkey and ham to go on a solid. The steam in the bag vegetables were on sale. Y'all, the penny coupon was for the pound of ground coffee. You know, it comes in about a 10-ounce bag now, that pound of coffee. Y'all, I always get those because, you know, around this time of year, around the holidays, you know, you can always just stick one of those in the angel tree boxes. You know, there's nothing better for the children on Crema morning than a 12-ounce bag of ground coffee. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, there's really nothing better than a Big Fatty. But, y'all, I with the gas card, I spent $92.36. But y'all, I saved $27.16 plus, y'all. I've got $50 worth of gas. Big Fatty, it smells like it's more than $50 worth, that I can put in the Ford Escape. So y'all, I think that's pretty good. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, after I went to the Von's East at lunchtime, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish, Christmas in the tree, Christmas in your heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, I guess, you know, y'all, I've been put on notice by my straight boy. By my straight boyfriend, straight Bob down there in the future, y'all. He says, you better get on by that P.O. box. And so, y'all, there, sure enough, I've got something in there. And, y'all, let's just see what we've got in here, y'all. Let's just see. Is there a paper in here? I believe there is. Let's just, it says, thanks. Oh, no. Let's see here now. It says the periodic bacon shirt in a medium. And y'all, it is indeed from my straight boy. And y'all, it is indeed what he actually ordered. It is, y'all, it is like that, what do you call that? The periodic chart? And y'all, it is a combination of barium, cobalt, and nitrogen. And y'all, that spells bacon. And I love it! That's just lovely! And that is fantastic. So, y'all, I may have to wear that out to the this weekend. So, straight up, thank you so much for thanking a big fatty. And for raising hell with that those butch women. Those butch women that send out all that stuff through the intertubes. I believe they're Amazons or something. Oh, that Kim. Beaver probably knows them personally. So and y'all, that was, I don't know if that was a late celebration of exiting the birth canal gift ad, or an early crema present, or maybe just a just about right gay crema present. Big Fatty, why don't you just count it as all three? I think I will. That's just lovely. Now, y'all, speaking of people in the future, y'all, I got an e-letter from Arthur. You know, he's down there in the future. And, y'all, now, wait a minute. I got to figure out how to do this now. All right, I got to go over here. Big Fatty, you should have been prepared. Y'all, it's right here. It says, sheesh, sheesh. By the way, y'all, I'm extremely gassy. Let me just see if I can pass a little gas here. Because I know Wiener loves it when Big Fatty farts. Here we go. Oh, Big Fatty, that was vulgar. Anyway, it says, Antipodes. Antipodes is the region of the Earth farthest from Britain. That is New Zealand and Australia. Or is that Australia? Also, Yorkie was on one of my little shows, and y'all, he gives me a link. Like, I'm going to go back and listen to one of Arthur's shows again. Y'all, I can barely keep up with the ones that are new. And it says, futuristically yours, the your Antipodean mate, Arthur. But y'all, I am going to click over here in case you want to go listen. It's Amarin's number 30. Y'all, that's an old one. From July 31st, 2007. And y'all, it says on here, he has a conversation with Yorkie, who is neither a podcaster nor a blogger. He was back in New Zealand briefly, so we took advantage of the chance to meet up. So, y'all, Yorkie, that still doesn't tell me where the hell you are now. But anyway, you know, so there you go. But Arthur, thank you so much for a moment of clarity. Because, you know, Big Fatty doesn't have those very often. Big Fatty, you can say that again, y'all. Big Fatty to Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard those stinky orangutans, and y'all, Ricky's mama, calling in to the little show, and y'all, they just ask her the most vulgar questions, and so y'all, I couldn't find a decent place to cut that in the middle of it, because y'all, it was just, you know, sometimes it's best just to go ahead and get all the vulgar. Just get it out of the way. So anyway, there you have it. Y'all, let's just see what else have I got on here. Y'all, I've seen a lot of people. On the Twitty already complaining about people begging for those nomination for the podcast awards. You know, as Big Fatty has said, I will not ask you to nominate the BFO, and nor will I nominate you nor vote for you, because I'm just not doing it, y'all. I'm not gonna do it. Like I said, I think it's a scam. So anyway, but people are already annoyed, and y'all, some of the worst ones are those stinky orangutans. Big Fatty, you're gonna get in trouble. But anyway, but y'all, I must say, I was very excited on Hump Day to see that old Spottin' Crazy had something new over there at the Spottin' Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Freddy!
Yeah, I gotta see y'all, and we've got two entries over there. Y'all, they're both from that Peter G. And one of them is a Big Fatty in a big old pan of bacon. Big Fatty, that could be taken any day. It says the fat one stockpiles his bacon in case the worldwide bacon shortage comes true. And y'all, it's lovely. Big Fatty is a nice, crispy... red. And y'all then, Peter G also spotted Big Fatty, and he was modeling one of next year's Pride 48 must-have accessories. And y'all, it's one of those Macs. It's one of those Macs that keep you from coming down with the bubonic epizootic. Big Fatty, order extras. Just order extra because there are a lot of big mouths that will, in fact, order the extra large with all those big Fatty. That's the, yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was hoping that on today's little show, y'all, that we would have a cellular telephonic device call from that Bjorn. Because, y'all, you know Bjorn is our state fair fried food correspondent. And, y'all, he always goes to the Tejas State Fair and tries out all the new fried food delicacies that debut there. Y'all, he was on the Twitty saying about some different ones that he was trying. But, y'all, you know, he always calls in to give his opinion on them. Y'all, I think the one that caught my interest the most, y'all, it was some sort of bacon... cinnamon roll that was then it was a cinnamon roll with bacon on it that was then dipped in the batter and fried or something like that. Y'all, I don't know exactly what it was, but y'all, I'm sure he is preparing his remarks y'all, just like they're doing there in Denver when David and Brian in Denver will have a debate. Big Fatty, it's not David and Brian in Denver having a debate. Oh, well, it's KC in Denver. And Big Fatty, you're just silly. But y'all, they're having that debate. They'll have master debaters later tonight on the TV machine. And y'all, quite frankly, I think I'm going to have a pop open a bottle of what do you call it, wine, and y'all, I'm gonna have me a glass of wine and go to bed early, and y'all, then I can hear about the zingers. Y'all, that's all they've talked about is, oh, let's see who's gonna have a zinger, who's gonna have a zinger. Well, y'all, as far as I'm concerned, Oh, dear, I see y'all, a Zynga is a Dolly Madison snack cake. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, a Zynga is a Dolly Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, I hope that your good buddy day goes well. And, y'all, do something nice for a trucker. You know, do that hand motion in your car. Or signal for him to toot. Big Fatty, that hand motion is something vulgar. You just tried to slip that in. It was nothing but vulgar. So, anyway, but speaking of vulgar, y'all, if you want to know vulgar, just ask Ricky's mama.
The other half ran down my leg.
Ten for good, buddy. We got a wet cleanup on aisle four.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.